On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Cabinet's welcomed the 2025 national budget, saying it will help keep the country afloat.
The taxes increases are going to finance sustainability of this country by maintaining 1,000 teachers in the classrooms, 9,300 health workers in their jobs, the employment of 800 community service doctors, and allow an additional 700,000 children of the age of 4 years to access early childhood development, which is necessary.
Minister in the Presidency, Kumbudzo Ntshavheni, was delivering the outcomes of a cabinet meeting in Cape Town. It was held last night, just hours after Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana delivered his revised budget. The proposed percentage point VAT increase split over 2 years was among the talking points. And Ntshavheni says the budget does contain measures to soften the blow.
No increase in the fuel levy, above inflation increases to social grants with old age and disability grants increasing by 130 rands to 2,315 by 2025. Significant funding allocation to PRASA to improve passenger rail transport, which will reduce household income spent on transport costs.
Meanwhile, reaction to the speech is continuing to stream in. Swelinzima Mavavi, who's with Trade Union Federation SAFTU, has described the lifting of VAT as an insult to the working class.
It's an assault on the working class. Everybody knows that VAT is the most aggressive tax. It targets more the poor, the working class. The government is telling us that it seeks to resolve all of the crises created by capitalism, by mismanagement, corruption at the backs of the workers.
Action SA's provincial chair, Swakile Mwango, says they reject the decision.
I believe that the GNU partners have played the mind game. Unfortunately, this will make the poor more poorer. It will never help anyone.
In local news, Metro Police are monitoring an anti-crime march by hundreds of residents from Amoati in the northern parts of Durban. Community members took to the streets this morning. They're demanding KZN's Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhonazi personally come to the area to address them. They want urgent intervention to tackle what they say are rising crime levels in the township. The protest action comes days after residents blocked off access to the area after three people were gunned down in their home on Saturday. Boyce Zungu is the spokesperson for Metro Police.
People are protesting. It's a march. It started from Amaoti. Now it's at Verulam and it's going all over the road. But police officers, both SAPS and Metro Police, are monitoring the situation. Everything is under control. It's just that the only minimum disruption is that when they are marching on the road is unable to do its function.
And scientists are genetically modifying mosquitoes in the hope of stopping the spread of malaria. The technique could significantly reduce cases in high-risk countries, including Nigeria and the DRC, saving hundreds of lives each year. The World Health Organization says there are almost 600,000 related deaths in 2023, three quarters of them in children under the age of five. Dr. Nikolai Windbichler from the Imperial College London explains how it will work.
These are exogenous genes that we bring into the mosquito. They are known antimicrobial molecules from other species. For example, one of them we're using is from the honeybee. Right? We need this modification to propagate, to spread, so that every mosquito eventually will carry this.
A recap of our lead story. Cabinet's welcomed the 2025 national budget, saying it will help keep the country afloat. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.